So I grew up in Syracuse, New York, which gets a ton of snow, and like it's Christmas starts in like, I don't know, first week after August. It doesn't end till May. So when I was a little kid, I'm from a family of five, and we're really spread out. I mean, my oldest sister really could have been my mom. I think she was probably, when I was born, she was probably like 18. And so, you know, by the fifth kid, the parents are like, with the Christmas, whatever, right? And so I'm like, Christmas, the snow. My parents had this big house out in the sticks, and so I always wanted to decorate and everything. So my dad parents would be like, okay, well, there's the lights. You can just go to town. And so I was Martha Stewart before I even knew who Martha Stewart was. I'd sketch out the front of the house. I'm going to put this on this tree and these lights, and we can't mix the colors. It's got to be this, and it's got to look like that. And so my parents would be like inside having cocktails, watching the golf, and every once in a while they'd look out and they're like, yeah, she's still alive, she's out there. And so then I would have to drag everyone out, like, come and see what, and they're like, yeah, no, it's all snowy. I'm like, put your shoes on, come look at my lights. And then I would come in and I would do the tree inside the house and I would do all the decorations. And my grandmother used to make these gorgeous, gorgeous decorations. And so, you know, everything had to be handled very gingerly. And I just remember, because they had a big A-frame house, so you'd get these really tall trees. And one year my dad and I went out and, you know, we were in the sticks. So somebody had some 200-acre farm, and I dragged him, like, let's go cut our own tree. And my dad's like, sure, you know, whatever. And we get this huge tree, of which, you know, there's no stand that'll hold the thing. And we have to, like, jimmy it up with some wires. And I'm decorating the whole thing. And there must have been, like, 8 million lights. And it's just the funniest thing, because I'm in there by myself. I got the music going. I'm all good to go. And so then the next day, or, you know, a couple days after, is Christmas. And I have three older brothers who are, how shall I say, a little challenging and competitive. So, like, for me, if you weren't one of the guys and couldn't hang, then you weren't included in anything. So you had to be really tough and roll with it, and they would, you know, mock you relentlessly. And so my brothers, my mother was very liberal, you know, anything. She was into the arts and, you know, had people that were black friends, and, you know, it was all sorts of crazy. And so, and my dad's... We're talking about Syracuse. Hello? I didn't even know what a Jewish person was till I went to college. I was like, oh, I went to Catholic high school. I'm like, oh, there's other religions. So my brothers would do anything to drive my mother crazy, anything to, like, push all of her buttons. And so my mother would get so heated up, and my oldest brother, John, would drive her nuts. And my mother would, like, go crazy after a couple cocktails. And she gets so mad at my brother, she, like, takes the loafer off, and she's like, what did you say? I'll smash you. She's chasing him around the kitchen, and my brother's like, I mean, he was, like, in the Air Force. He's a big guy. He's like, oh, yeah, come get me, little Greek lady. Ha, 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 ha. So he grabs the shoe out of her hand. He's like, oh, you're going to hit me with the shoe. He opens up the sliding glass door, throws the shoe out into the snow, and we saw it in June.